Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. My favorite Christmas story happens to be the last one read, John 1. Did you hear how powerful that was? The Word was with God in the beginning. Nothing was made without this Word. This Word is powerful. This Word spoke everything into existence. Did you realize that? Spoke everything into existence. Fast forward a little bit. You know, it's interesting to me. We had a professor at the seminary named Norman Nagel. And Nagel was a wonderful professor. And this is what he said. That Word spoke into existence through Mary's ear, his own birth, his own conception. Therefore, Mary conceived through her ear by what was heard. Pretty powerful statement, isn't it? That Word is powerful. That Word is living. That Word is alive. When we read our Bible, when we read the Scripture of God, this Word is a living, breathing Word. In fact, something that separates Christianity from the rest of the world, from every other religion, is that we believe that our Word is a living, divine Word. It's alive and active. As we read it, the Holy Spirit is using Jesus, is causing Jesus to interact in us. In fact, if we really believe what John 1 says, it says that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, right? His dwelling, he lived among us. Now, if we look at the Greek and we really study what the Greek says, it says he lives in us. In our baptism, in your baptism, you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus was placed into your heart and into your life, meaning Jesus, who is the Word, now lives within you and within me. That's pretty powerful because I think about my words sometimes. And my words sometimes are not very good words. It's easy when I'm angry to tear somebody down. It's easy when I'm hurt to hurt somebody else. It's easy when a driver cuts me off to say something negative about that driver. It's easy when we're mad at our spouse, which never happens at my house. And I heard my wife clear her throat, so you heard that. You know where I'm going with that, right? It's easy to use words that destroy and hurt. As a matter of fact, James talks about it, and we know that the most deadly weapon in all the world is what? The tongue. Because when we say we hate somebody or we speak words of hate, we're murdering them, aren't we? Why is that? It's because the Word dwells within us. The Word is powerful. And when we speak those words of hate, when we speak those words of bitterness, when we speak those words that tear people down, those are not words of Jesus. Those are words from our own sinful nature. Those are words from Satan. And the great thing about this last hymn is it says that Satan's lying will cease. And I do believe that. Satan's lying ceases as we remember our baptism. Satan's lying ceases as we celebrate Christmas, as we remember the manger. Satan's lying ceases as we remember the little baby Jesus who grew up and lived the perfect life for us so that we may be perfect in God's eyes. Satan's lying ceases as we see the cross and remember that Jesus Christ died for us on that cross so that we might be forgiven of all of our sins, past, present, and future. Satan's lying ceases as we remember that 3 days later, Jesus, this little baby who grew up into a man, 33 years old, burst forth from the tomb into eternal life so that you and I may have eternal life. Satan's lying ceases at that point. Satan's lying ceases as we spend time in God's holy word. Satan's lying ceases as we spend time loving each other and building each other up with words of love. I love the first hymn. This is what the first hymn says. Love has come. Love explodes in the Bethlehem skies. Satan's lying ceases as we seek to love each other as Jesus loves us. What is the greatest commandment? To to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Maybe we need to start loving ourselves a little bit too. For me, it's pretty easy to say, look in the mirror and say, oh, you're fat. Or, oh, you look funny because you accidentally shaved your beard off, which I did. Or, oh, you're a failure. That sermon was terrible. Or, oh, people don't like you anymore because you did this or that, right? It starts with loving ourselves too. And as this love explodes, as this love of life, what does it say? God is love. And if Jesus is God, which we know he is, and Jesus is the word that dwells within us is a word of love. It's a word of life. It's a word of light. It's a light that shines in the darkness, and that light that shines in the darkness is love, love, love. Love that cannot fail, love that cannot end, a love that doesn't see wrong, a love that doesn't put others down, a love that doesn't hold grudges, a love that forgives, a love that truly brings peace. The refrain of this hymn is beautiful. The last hymn, proclaim the Savior's birth, to God on high be glory. How do we give glory to God on high? By loving each other, right? And loving him. It's that theology of the cross. Do you see that? In loving each other and loving him. And peace to all the earth. Brothers and sisters in Jesus, peace comes to our families. Peace comes to our homes. Peace comes to our neighbors. Peace comes to our schools. Peace comes to our workplaces. And peace comes to our community and our world when we truly begin to love the way God loves us. Perfectly. Because God loves us perfectly. He looks beyond our sinfulness. He looks beyond our wrongdoings. He looks beyond our past. He looks beyond our present. He looks beyond our struggles and our temptations and our wrongs. And he says, I love you with an overwhelming love. That's why I sent you my son, Jesus Christ. That's why you celebrate Christmas today. And as we grow into this love, or maybe I should say, as this love grows into us by the power of the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, through the sacraments of the table, and through loving each other, by the way, because when you love me and I love you, that's Jesus interacting between us as well, right, in fellowship. Love grows. The world changes. It's easy to speak words of negativity in the world as it's in chaos around us, which it is. Let's ask the Lord Jesus today on Christmas to give us a new heart, a new soul, a remembrance of our baptism, a celebration of the sacrament we received last night, the power of his word and his Holy Spirit to begin to speak into this world words of love, and it will change. In Jesus' name.